Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Mosaic Podcast, created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Benoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life, formerly known as Jewish Senior Services. We are proud to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of serving seniors in Fairfield County and beyond. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski, here with my co-host, David Magner. This week, we are going to be talking about home care and what caregivers should know. Our guest today is Elizabeth Sakari. She is a nurse administrator with expertise in home and community service programs. She currently provides leadership to Mosaic Senior Life's community-facing services, including home care, adult day programs, and care navigation. A registered nurse with over 30 years of experience in home-based care, Elizabeth has considerable knowledge of clinical, regulatory, and payment structure of the home health industry. A Johnson & Johnson Wharton Executive Nurse Fellow, she is credentialed and certified in executive nursing practice. People interpret home care differently depending on their needs. What exactly is home care?
Well, Mary, home care can mean different things to different people. And what I'd like to do is talk about two different types of home care, especially those we see here at Mosaic. The first one is a medical model home care program, and the other is what we call a non-medical home care program. I'd like to focus first on the medical home care program because it's a little bit more complicated. Medical home care is the service that's provided by a team of skilled clinical professionals who come to your home to provide care. Only agencies that are approved by the federal government's department that oversees Medicare, which is called CMS, only agencies that are approved by CMS can come into the home and provide these types of services. They also must be licensed by the Department of Health in the state of Connecticut. And depending on your needs, you might see different services come into your home, and that would include registered nurses, physical and occupational therapists, speech pathologists, nutritionists, medical social workers, and in some cases, home health aides who are providing adjunct care to the nursing care. The services in medical home care must be ordered by a physician who must certify that you need to have this level of care coming into your home and are most often initiated either after a hospital stay or during an acute illness or a decline in health, or if you have a new diagnosis of disease that needs to be assessed, reported back to your physician, and where you need health teaching in order to successfully manage that disease process. Care can range from skilled care and interventions such as wound care, a cardiac assessment, or therapy, to teaching someone how to manage their disease or to understand new medications and to assess how well those medications are managing in relation to the condition that they're prescribed for. Medical home care is also intended to be short-term and intermittent in nature. It's not private duty nursing or custodial care. It is very specific to the condition that you've been referred for, and a care plan is established that is generally going to be short-term in nature and continues until you've met very specific goals, and then you're discharged from that home care episode.
And usually that is when somebody is discharged from a hospital or has a chronic disease that they're trying to manage.
Correct. It's not required that a hospital stay is initiated. But very often we see people coming out of a hospital who need ongoing care because they come out of the hospital quite unstable at times and are going to need follow-on care after that hospitalization in order to ensure that they stabilize and don't return to the hospital
So I'm sure you hear this question quite a bit, Elizabeth. How exactly is home care paid for?
Well, the type of home care that I just described, which is the medical home care, is paid for by insurance. Medicare pays for this type of care. If you don't have Medicare, but you have a commercial insurance, very often has a home care benefit. Sometimes commercial insurance will have a copay associated with that, but there are so many different types of insurance products that there's no hard rule about any kind of cost that an individual may incur. Medicare pays 100% for this type of care in the home. Medicaid does also, when you meet the same criteria for medical home care, needing skilled care, physician ordered, short-term and intermittent, and also meet the homebound criteria.
And then we talk a lot about aging in place, and many people want to stay in their home as long as possible. What if somebody just needs help in the home or someone to just provide supervision or support?
When the skilled services of a nurse or therapist is not needed, but someone needs assistance with personal care, meal preparation, shopping, and other activities of daily living, we do recommend companion or homemaker services. And these caregivers come from the non-medical home care agency that can provide up to round-the-clock care or even live-in care. And these services can be obtained without an order from a physician and provided according to the preferences and requests of the client. These are non-medical services, so there's no nursing care associated with these services, but they are intended to support the safety and well-being of the individual client.
And that's what you would consider non-medical agency. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and also they're called companion and homemaker agencies.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So let's say I'm a caregiver, Elizabeth, and I'm in the beginning process of looking at home care agencies for my loved one. Would you recommend certain qualifications or screening requirements I should ask an agency when hiring caregivers to work in my home?
I advise families or individuals that are contemplating hiring in-home caregivers to ask if an agency runs background checks, does drug screening, and carefully checks references. In our agency, we fingerprint all of our applicants. We do drug testing as well as check references and get a medical clearance to ensure that caregivers are free of any kind of communicable disease. Hiring your caregiver privately without the assistance of an agency is trickier because you have to have mechanisms to do all of these kind of checks, as well as incur the responsibility for things like supervision and teaching the care and covering the schedule if you have a caregiver that calls off. So generally, an agency will provide greater support to the family or individual who's hiring a caregiver.
And how does one pay for non-medical care?
Non-medical care is generally not something that's covered by insurance, with the exception of some long-term care insurance policies will cover that. But it is not the type of care that's covered under Medicare or typically a commercial insurance product.
If someone is interested in home care, who should they contact?
Well, at Mosaic Home Care, we can provide information on both the skilled level medical home care program as well as non-medical companion and homemaker services. And they can reach Mosaic Home Care at 203-396-1136. And any of our intake nurses can answer those questions.
Great. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for coming on to our podcast today. We appreciate the important and critical information you gave us about home care as a whole.
Well, I was happy to share it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
So here's what we learned today. Medical home care is a service provided by a team of skilled clinical professionals who come to your home to provide care. Depending on your needs, you may have several different services, including registered nurses, physical and occupational therapists, medical social workers, home health aides, and more. Medical home care is covered by Medicare and other primary insurance when it meets the regulatory requirements, those being in part that the services are ordered by a physician, are considered reasonable and necessary, can be provided on a short-term, intermittent basis, and as long as the patient can meet reasonable goals. When the skilled services of a nurse or therapist is not needed, but someone needs assistance with personal care, meal preparation, shopping, and other activities of daily living, we can recommend companions or homemaker services. Generally, non-medical care or custodial care is not covered by insurance except for long-term care policies, so in most cases, clients pay for the service directly.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's Mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.